This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled Baptism, a Biblical Declaration of Faith and War. It offers a simplified overview of the theological and spiritual significance of baptism as both a public declaration of allegiance and an act of spiritual warfare. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix materials, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. Baptism, a Biblical Declaration of Faith and War. D. Gene Williams Jr., PhD, Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church. Introduction. Baptism is not merely a symbolic ritual, it is a declaration of war. It is an act of allegiance, a renunciation of darkness, and a bold proclamation that the baptized individual now belongs to the kingdom of God. The biblical narrative presents baptism as a cosmic and covenantal event, one that defies the spiritual rulers of this world and marks the believer as a citizen of Christ's eternal reign. A cosmic event refers to an occurrence that has significance beyond the physical realm, affecting both the seen and unseen dimensions of reality. In biblical theology, cosmic events often involve divine intervention, spiritual warfare, or shifts in authority within the heavenly and earthly realms. Baptism, as a cosmic event, is not just a personal or communal ritual, it is a declaration that disrupts the dominion of darkness and affirms Christ's ultimate victory over the spiritual powers opposing God's rule. Baptism as a loyalty oath. Throughout history, oaths of loyalty signified allegiance to a ruler. In the same way, baptism serves as a formal pledge of fidelity to Christ. It is a visible commitment before both heaven and earth, echoing Jesus' proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, 1 Peter 3:19. Just as Enoch announced the watcher's doom in 1 Enoch, Jesus, as the second Enoch, descended to declare their ultimate defeat. Baptism mirrors this moment, serving as a visible oath of allegiance to Christ's kingdom. It is a spiritual defection from the dominion of darkness, Colossians 1:13, and a public renunciation of the fallen powers. The early church understood this clearly, incorporating explicit renunciations of Satan into baptismal rites. Hippolytus of Rome, c. 215 AD, records that new believers were asked, "Do you renounce Satan and all his works and all his pomps?" The Orthodox Church still preserves this practice today. Do you renounce Satan and all his angels and all his works and all his service and all his pride? At first, this might seem strange. These people weren't ex-Satanists or occultists. They were just normal folks. But in the biblical worldview, there is no neutral ground. You are either under the dominion of darkness or have been transferred into the kingdom of God, Colossians 1:13. Baptism is the moment when that transfer is made public, not just to the human world, but to the unseen realm as well. Baptism as spiritual branding. Baptism is more than a religious formality. It brands the believer in the spiritual realm. Paul describes believers as sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. In Revelation, God's people are marked with his seal, while those who reject him receive the mark of the beast, Revelation 7:3-13-16. Baptism is the moment where the spiritual realm sees a clear mark of ownership, one that glows with a radiance of God's presence. This concept was well understood in the ancient world. In the Roman Empire, slaves were branded with their owner's seal, and soldiers swore loyalty oaths to their commanders. Baptism functions in a similar way, but in the unseen realm. It is a declaration that you belong to Christ and no longer to the kingdom of darkness. Baptism as political identity. In the ancient world, baptism was more than a private religious act. It was a political declaration of one's ultimate allegiance. Early Christians were persecuted not just for believing in Jesus, but for declaring him as Lord instead of Caesar. Baptism marked a transfer of citizenship, from the kingdoms of this world to the kingdom of Christ, Philippians 3:20. This reality is why the early church incorporated formal renunciations of Satan into baptismal rites. To be baptized was to publicly forsake all other allegiances and claim Jesus as the supreme king. This was treason against both Rome and the rebellious spiritual rulers who had dominated the nation since Babel. Pentecost and the reclamation of the nation's Pentecost, Acts 2, was not just the birth of the church, it was the first step in reclaiming the nations lost at Babel. Genesis 11 describes how God disinherited the nations, placing them under the authority of lesser divine beings, Deuteronomy 32:8-9, Psalm 82. Pentecost, the Holy Spirit empowered the apostles to speak in the languages of these very nations, signaling their return to Yahweh's dominion. This reversal of Babel shows that baptism is not just about individual salvation, it is an act of spiritual warfare, declaring that the baptized now belong to the restored people of God. Baptism as a reenactment of Jesus' victory. Peter's reference to baptism in 1 Peter 3:19-22 connects it to Christ's proclamation of victory over the rebellious spirits. Baptism is not merely a washing of the body, it is a reenactment of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, Romans 6:3-4. When a believer is submerged in water, they symbolically descend into death with Christ. When they emerge, they declare victory over the forces that once enslaved them. This is why the early church saw baptism as an act of defiance against the spiritual powers, a public statement that they have been set free by Christ's triumph. Jesus A.S., the second Enoch, the typological connection between Jesus and Enoch is one of the most powerful yet overlooked aspects of baptism. In 1 Enoch, the patriarch descended to the imprisoned spirits to proclaim their judgment. Peter applies this imagery to Jesus, who, after his crucifixion, descended into the realm of the dead to proclaim his triumph. Baptism participates in this same victory. It is a repeated declaration that the fallen powers have lost. To be baptized is to announce to the unseen realm that the dominion of darkness has been broken and Christ has won. Baptism is more than a ritual, it's warfare, so yes, baptism is a public profession of faith. But it's also an act of war. It is a visible declaration that you no longer belong to the world system, its false gods, or the kingdom of darkness. It is a spiritual branding that marks you as one of Christ's own, sealed, set apart, and untouchable to the enemy. That's why renouncing Satan was part of the early baptismal rites, and why it still matters today. Because when you step into the waters, you aren't just making a statement, you're making a stand. Conclusion: a declaration of war baptism is not just an entry into the church, it is an act of spiritual war. It is a renunciation of Satan, a pledge of loyalty to Christ, and a public declaration that one has been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. Whether understood through the lens of Pentecost's reversal of Babel, political allegiance, or spiritual defiance against fallen powers, baptism is a cosmic event with real-world consequences. To be baptized is to take a side in the divine conflict. It is to stand with the risen Christ, proclaiming to both the visible and invisible world, the powers of darkness have lost and Jesus is Lord.